Morning, I want to talk to you about a very important subject. The subject's been with us for quite a while. It's called control. This subject goes clear back 1950-51. And the anatomy of control is a very important thing to us. We had in those days what we call control cases. People were exerting an enormous amount of control over themselves and their body. But in those days, we called a control case somebody who was simply trying to control the environment, control others, control the auditor. We still know this case, but it became much more significant when exteriorization came into view. And as soon as we got exteriorization, our control case began to take on a new color and significance to us, because this case would not exteriorize. Why wouldn't he exteriorize? He wouldn't exteriorize because he was using energy. And that's all there is to it. He's just using energy. The anatomy of control is start, stop, and change. You should know that. That is very old in Dianetics and Scientology. But processes to process it actually did not exist as themselves, since one did not understand the complete story about control. Now, what I'm going to tell you now is quite important. It is the reason why yogi fails. It is the reason why man could not escape his body. It is the reason why cases are interiorized, continue to be so, and then re-interiorize. So, sharpen up your ears. This is a very, very important part of what we are doing. We first have to take up a very important thing known as space. And we discover space is a viewpoint of dimension. We discover that we have only one point to view. We have linear space. We have two points to view. We have two-dimensional space. We have three points to view. We have, for the first time, three-dimensional space. All right. If the orientation point, which we call that viewing point, is viewing things, it can also move them. It can start, stop, and change them. You see that. Now, get this as the activity of a thetan handling mock-ups. This thetan is making things appear, and he's changing them, and he's starting them, and he's stopping them, and he's making them disappear. Well, now, we apparently have added a couple new things to that when we say we've made them appear and disappear. But this is the action of an orientation point. And that is the activity of a symbol being moved, being started, stopped, and changed. Being made to appear and being made to disappear. And that is a symbol. A symbol is something you make appear and disappear, which you start, stop, and change. An orientation point is that point which makes symbols appear, disappear, which starts them, stops them, and changes them. And therefore, we get the action and meaning of a symbol. What is a symbol? A symbol is something which has mass, meaning, and mobility. Mass, meaning, and mobility. Three M's. You mustn't forget those three M's, because they characterize the symbol.